Step 4, your feedback and call to action style. The first part of this step is to choose your feedback layout. For this, we offer two options. The first is to provide feedback to the person completing your quiz based on their overall score. So if they score low, you can present them with certain text about that low score. Or if they score high, you can speak about how well they have done. The second option is feedback based on a key area or areas of improvement that someone who has just completed your quiz has just self-identified. This is the recommended option for diagnostic assessments because you get to let them know further information about each key area topic, what it means, and a few tips on how they can improve. Once you've chosen your feedback, you need to choose your call to action layout as well, which by default is based on a link to book a follow-up call with you. However, if you wish, you can always change this in step number 5. Layout option 1 for call to actions is to have this literally the same call to action for everyone. This means everyone completing your quiz will see the same text on the results page, the email, and PDF report regarding the next steps. Layout option number 2, which is what we recommend, is to have a call to action based on someone's final score, so that if someone has a low score, you can speak about how you're going to help them improve. Or if they score high, you can speak about how you're going to help them reach an even higher level. You can also direct people to different links or call to action steps depending on their score.